Thank you, Pastor Derek. I'm Pastor Rick. I'm reading today from 1 Kings chapter 19. There Elijah went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left. And now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. This ends the reading. I was standing at the checkout of a department store that was having a sale on women's shoes. And I placed a towering box of women's shoes on the counter. And the clerk gave me a very strange look. She said, "That's a lot of shoes. What are you going to do with all those shoes?" I took a deep breath, smiled, and told her about our Shoes for Shoeless ministry. I told her that all of these shoes, with some others, will be blessed in worship and then given to children and youth in need. It was a joy for me to share my faith with her at the checkout counter. And I'm glad, knowing that she didn't think all those shoes were for me. Bill Hybels is the pastor of Willow Creek Community Church in South Barrington, Illinois. He wrote a book titled Just Walk Across the Room. This book explains some simple steps one can take when sharing your faith. He says that sharing your faith is as simple as walking across the room. When your heart is in tune with the Holy Spirit and you are willing to venture out of your circle of comfort. Today I want to lift up a person from the Bible whose heart was in tune with the Holy Spirit. His name is Elijah. Elijah is one of the Lord's prophets. His name means, "The Lord is my God." We learn about the prophet Elijah in the book of 1 Kings. I think Elijah can teach us how to tune our hearts in with the Holy Spirit so we can boldly venture out and share our faith with others. In the days of Elijah, things were looking bleak. Jezebel, the wife of the king, was hunting down and killing God's prophets. Because of her murderous ways, more and more people are turning away from God in favor of Jezebel's god, Baal. Baal is the Canaanite weather god. God's response to Jezebel is to expose her god as a powerless fabrication. God's plans begin by having the prophet Elijah announce a famine. Elijah never wavers from his call, even though he will be affected by the famine just like everybody else. Elijah's faithfulness will make him vulnerable to hunger, but he trusts that God will provide for his needs. Faithfulness in God is the first thing that we need before sharing our faith. We cannot fear the consequences when God calls us to share our faith. God does provide for Elijah in two unusual ways. First, God sends some ravens in the morning and at night. Then later in the town of Zarephath, Elijah receives food from a widow who is about to run out of food herself. When the widow witnesses the faith of Elijah, she is so inspired that instead of using what she has to prepare a last meal for her son and herself, she bakes bread for Elijah. She gives Elijah all of her food, leaving none for herself or for her family. Whose faith in God inspires you? Is there somebody in your life whose faith helps you better understand the love and power of God? A few weeks ago, we had staff meeting. However, this wasn't our usual staff meeting where we meet in Brad's office. We went to a movie. We thought it would be fun as a staff to go to the green and see the movie, Heaven is for Real. My favorite part of the movie was during the surgery. The little boy in the movie has surgery, and his mother goes to another room and makes a phone call to one of her friends asking for prayer. And they show the two of them on the screen praying together. And then the friend calls a member of the church who works at a bank, and the movie shows the two of them praying together. And then the person at the bank calls the fire department, where his dad is a volunteer, and it shows the firefighters in a circle praying together. And so what came to my mind was, when we get prayers over our prayer chain, I pictured you. I pictured our church, whether you're at your computer or you have a phone, and you get a call or an email with a prayer request. I imagined you praying for those people. It warmed my heart. After receiving the widow's gift of bread, Elijah performs an amazing miracle. He prays, asking God to replenish her supply of oil and flour. Elijah tells her that she will have plenty of bread to survive the famine God will provide. Before Elijah leaves her home, she says, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth." In the movie, after the little boy has his surgery, he begins to thank everybody for their prayers and then shares his vision of heaven. C.S. Lewis said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." That is what faith in God does. Elijah's day of reckoning comes. King Ahab gathers all the prophets to once and for all settle their differences. The king wanted to put an end to Elijah's claim that the Lord is God. 450 prophets of Baal stood on one side, and one prophet of God stood on the other. That's a lot of people against Elijah, who stood by himself. It seemed to him like he was the only prophet of God left in all of Israel. He was the only one to show up to this contest. But was Elijah shaken? Not at all. God gave him courage. Courage is the second thing we need before sharing our faith. During this contest, the prophets were to see whose God could start a fire. Elijah is so confident in God's power that he taunts the other prophets, saying that their God was on vacation or perhaps taking a nap. He even drenches his own altar with water to emphasize God's incredible power. In dramatic fashion, Elijah disproves the false prophets and announces that the famine will end once the rains begin to fall again. Elijah's by himself. Have you ever felt alone because of your beliefs or convictions? What helped you not to waver in your faith? Where did you find your courage? I heard a story about a 10-year-old little boy, and you can look this up on the internet. His name is Willie Myrick. On March 31st of this year, Willie was outside playing with his pet Chihuahua. He was in his driveway in front of his home in Atlanta, Georgia, and somebody came by and kidnapped him. They put him in their car. But what the kidnapper didn't know, this little boy has a deep passion for gospel music. So once Willie was in the car, he understood what was happening. God gave him courage through gospel music. Willie started to sing the song, Every Praise, by Hezekiah Walker. He sang that same song over and over and over, day and night. Even when his kidnappers told him to be quiet, he kept singing that same song day after day. Eventually, the kidnappers didn't know what to do with him, so they took him back home and dropped him off. God gave him courage, a little 10-year-old boy, through a very dangerous situation. Donald Driver, remembering the time when he was a child and he felt alone, he was growing up in the back of a U-Haul truck. And now he says, God has blessed me to be where I am today. All the trials and tribulations I faced throughout my life, look at where I am now. That tells you a lot. He had the courage. Donald Driver, if you don't know, is the career receptions leader for the Green Bay Packers. And I think he won Dances with the Stars a while back. God will give you courage to face your fears. When Jezebel learns that Elijah has disproved her God, she threatens to kill him. Elijah escapes to the south. God comforts him at Mount Oreb. God says, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. There is first a powerful wind, but the Lord was not in the wind. Then there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And then a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Then Elijah hears the gentle whisper of God. Listening to God is the third thing we need before sharing our faith. It is the quiet and unassuming ways that God works in our lives that sometimes makes the biggest difference. In what quiet and unassuming way is God working in your life? At the age of 17, in the year 1843, Thomas Welch joined the Wesleyan Methodist Church. From its beginnings, the Methodist Church has opposed the abuse of intoxicating liquors. So in our first edition of our Book of Discipline, the church required that unfermented wine be used whenever we celebrate Holy Communion. In 1869, Thomas Welch invented a method of pasteurizing grape juice, so the fermentation was stopped. He's an active member of the Methodist Church, so he invited other Methodist churches to use his product. So all the Methodist churches have begun using Welch's grape juice. It's a small thing. You'll come up in a little while and share in communion. But we probably never think about where the juice came from or who bought it, who sets it up in the morning. We just take our communion and are grateful for God. But it's those unassuming little quiet ways that make the big difference. And we still use Welch's grape juice today. A gentle whisper, the sweet taste of grape juice, a compassionate touch, a handmade gift, a phone call, lending a listening ear. These are all unassuming yet powerful ways that God can work in our lives. Mother Teresa said, before you speak, it is necessary for you to listen, for God speaks in the silence of the heart. Elijah is a man of great faith. Elijah is a man of great courage. And he is a man who listens for the gentle whisper of God. His heart is in tune with the Holy Spirit. When God gives you an opportunity to share your faith, I pray that you will follow in the example of Elijah. Pray for the faith to put God first, even during difficult times. Ask God for courage to overcome your fears. And then listen for God's gentle whisper. May your hearts be in tune with the Holy Spirit as you invite others to receive God's great gift of love. One man would say, it's as simple as walking across the room.